Welcome to the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth, bringing you interviews with top business professionals, empowering you to understand our current business climate and the successes and struggles other business professionals have overcome. Here's your host, Nick Boer.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Inspired Business Leaders Podcast. Today we have on with us Kay Hall, who is a pilot and owns her own business, Fly With Kay. Very excited to have her on the show today. So Kay, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, no problem. So, this is an interesting one. You know, I always like to have business owners on that can talk about their journey, you know, as an entrepreneur and things that they've encountered that might be a little different from other entrepreneurs. So, you know, I'm going to kind of dive right into it today. So what drove the decision to make Fly With Kay a business versus just being an influencer?
Well, you know, I thought a lot about this because when I first decided I wanted to start making content for social media, it was really just to pass the time. I had been laid off during the pandemic, and I had already come so far. And just to be able to say, you know, I was a pilot and I was an instructor and then lose my job just kind of randomly, I started my social media journey just to have some fun up until I was going to get a job. And then the pandemic kept going, you know, it never really ended for a long time. And so when I started my social media journey, shortly after I decided that I was going to keep going with it and I was going to make it a business, part of the reason for that was actually just due to the fact that I wanted to be able to start writing things off. I wanted to start making some income from it and see if I could actually make it work. And when I started looking into it, it became a possibility. It kind of took on a life of its own this year, which is amazing. But I would say the biggest reason why I decided to switch from just being an influencer to being a businesswoman is because I had a story to tell. You know, I was a server and then I became a pilot. Then I got into social media. Now I'm an author. And I just have so many questions that I get asked from all of my followers every single day. And it's been incredible to be able to share that story.
You know, that is so powerful. I give you a lot of credit for what your journey has looked like, because as you said, I mean, to go from a server to a pilot to an influencer to now you're an author, now you have your own business. I mean, all of that in what time frame?
About 2 years. So
wow.
I became a pilot 4 years ago, but I got serious about social media 2 years ago and then decided to turn it into a business this year.
Wow. Good for you. That's absolutely amazing. I think this is a big reason why I originally launched the whole podcast show, is because I wanted to have entrepreneurs like yourself come on and tell your story and have other business professionals be able to hear what your story has been, because a lot of times business owners don't realize that they share similar struggles or similar experience to others, even though they may not think they would. And it's so interesting on that. So that's great. So now let's talk about some of the biggest challenges that you have encountered when it comes to your business. What does that look like?
The biggest challenge by far was figuring out taxes, and I'm still very, very new into business, so finding an accountant took me a lot of hard work, but I did find one, and now anytime I have a question about anything, they call me right back, which has been amazing. But that was definitely the biggest challenge, and I'm still learning, which is awesome.
Okay. Well, you know, Kay, and I tell you, that's, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this. So my primary business is a financial planning firm. And so that's, you know, our firm is Inspire Wealth. And I hear this all the time from business owners, especially newer entrepreneurs. It's such a struggle to find like those key people that you can rely on. As you say, that accountant that actually is really good at what they do and that will call you back and you can rely on. So I think that's great that you found that person, because it's not always easy.
that was my biggest concern. You know, I'm actually starting to look into possibly bringing on some of my first employees just because the business is growing so rapidly, and finding people you can actually rely on that are going to get the job done is very, very important. So I got lucky with my accountant, and now I'm in the process of figuring everything else out too.
So I'm going to give you my personal business advice for a minute here. So as you bring on employees, whatever you do, just make sure you know going in. You obviously want people that think similar to you, to the way you do and how you would do things, because that's what you want for your business and for your customers and your clients. Just know that you may not get that every time. So always strive for it, but know that you need obviously backup plans for backup plans in place. And, you know, you obviously didn't get here by not knowing that, and that's why your business is growing. But I say it just to say it more or less right now.
No, and I appreciate the advice. I'll take any that I can get. You know, as a new businesswoman, it's been really an amazing journey so far to figure out how much I still have to learn, but being able to slowly start figuring things out has been awesome. I'm not going to lie. It's been awesome.
Good. Well, that's, you know what, I love to hear that, because, you know, a lot of times newer entrepreneurs, they really struggle with numerous things in the first 2 or 3 years, just learning, just how do I do this, what's the best way to do this, and it's just that type of thing, that it's learning and evolving every day, every week, and it's, I love the fact that you are obviously still so passionate and so excited about what you do and how you're growing. I think that's amazing. So I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, why, you know, obviously you're an author now and you wrote a book. Why did you decide to write a book, becoming, you know, Fly with Tay?
Well, as you know, with being on social media, I talk to thousands of new people every single day, and I found that I was getting asked the exact same questions by all of those people every single day. And so the book kind of shows my journey, you know, from being a broke 20-something that was working a dead-end job and living paycheck to paycheck, and then becoming a pilot and going through all of those challenges, and then starting social media and going through even more challenges. I wanted to be able to answer all of those questions in a way that people were still entertained by my story and would even get to learn a little bit more about myself. So writing Becoming Fly with Tay was really more about answering those frequently asked questions and letting people kind of get a peek behind the curtain of what they didn't see when they were watching me on camera.
Okay. That makes a ton of sense. You know, the other thing, and you may bring this up in the next question, but I'm going to ask it now anyway. I mean, obviously, look, my industry as a whole, you know, I've been doing this 20 years, but my industry as a whole is for the most part a male dominated industry. I got to imagine, you know, you've gone through a lot of things even as a pilot. And again, what I view as a more male dominated industry as a pilot. Tell me a little bit about that. What has that been like for you?
So when I was going through my flight training, I actually started with an instructor who, as far as I know, had never trained with a girl. And so he immediately kind of took me under his wing and treated me more like a protective father would than as a teacher would. So going through flight training as a woman was definitely something that was a much different experience than I expected. Now, the good news about that is when I got accepted to the National Flight School, it was at least a little better. There was a couple other girls in my class, but it was mostly males. And I still, to this day, get comments and direct messages and sometimes even emails telling me that I have no business flying an airplane. And if I want to travel, I should just be a flight attendant. So being able to show other women from all over the world that they don't have to listen to that kind of negativity has meant the world to me.
You know what? And that's amazing that you've overcome that. I know you're going to keep dealing with that, unfortunately, with the world we live in. And I even, just on a personal note, you know, I kind of joke with my wife from time to time, like I, even from my business, I tend to do very well with women, with working with women. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I tend to be compassionate. passionate because I tend to be a little more empathetic or understanding. I don't know what it is, but I always have. I've done very well with widows. I've done very well with working with couples and connecting more with the wife. And it's always been the case. And again, being in a male-dominated industry, doing what I do, I can only imagine some of the things you've gone through and, you know, some of the things, you know, you'll continue to go through. And I just hope that you have the same positive attitude and still instill, you know, in other women and girls that do want to get into your industry. Nothing needs to stop you. I mean, you can do whatever you want, whatever you put your mind to. Don't listen to, I hate to say this term, but don't listen to the haters. You know, if they don't want you in the industry, that to me, that just makes me want to tell someone, do it more. Do it because you want to. Exactly. Don't do it because someone else is telling you you can't. Do it because you love it and you want it. That's what you want to do.
No, that's exactly right. Anytime I get a message from another woman and she's asking, you know, is this really something I can do? Or even worse still, a woman who is in flight training and she has people all around her telling her she has no business doing that. I tell her, you know, keep working harder and do it better than they can. I mean, get back at them by doing it even better than they can, and you will feel 1,000 times better about what you're going through now. And it's also something that they'll be able to talk about for years and years and hopefully inspire even more women that I don't have the reach for, at least not yet.
I was going to say, at least not yet. The rate you're going, I can see your reach continuing to expand for many years to come. So
I hope so. I love the idea of being able to talk to as many people from all over the world as possible. It's part of the reason why I'm still continuing with social media and why even when the days are hard, I try and I do a couple of lives with my followers to get that inspiration back and just be able to keep persevering through it.
Wow, that's amazing that you're able to do those types of things and give back and motivate and, you know, the next, call it the next generation, call it whatever you want. I mean, I just think that to be able to instill that confidence in the people that say, hey, I want to get into being a pilot, I want to do this, but everyone's telling me don't do it. They have someone like you that's their voice in their ears saying, yes, you can. Don't listen to them. If that's what you want to do, do it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. Couldn't agree more.
Good. Well, good. So you mentioned in your book, obviously, and this goes into some of the things we've already talked about, but you mentioned in your book, you've had to deal with, obviously, a lot of hateful people. And
yes.
can you, you know, we've talked a little bit already, but can you give me some additional examples of what that has looked like in your
Absolutely.
Journey?
Absolutely. So one of the stories is actually included in my book, Becoming Fly with Kay. And this firefighter captain, he loved my content and he sent me an email and he actually starts the email with, I'm not a creeper, which normally would already be a red flag, but I continued to read the email and it wasn't that bad. I get hundreds, if not thousands, of requests to go in flights in low red. And unfortunately, I do turn them all down. It's just not possible for me to fly with millions of people.
Right, exactly.
So I responded. Exactly. So I responded and I said, you know, I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much for watching my videos and my lives. But unfortunately, that's just not something I'm able to do. And his response actually surprised me. He responded almost immediately and was like, you're lying. I know you can do it. So you just need to come and pick me up. Now, he had offered to throw in a little bit of money for gas and take me to dinner, which usually I do get asked if I go and fly somewhere, which is nice. You know,
right.
It's always nice to hear that. But it was one of those things where it got more and more aggressive. So I didn't respond to that one. And then a couple of hours later, I received yet another email saying that I was just a hateful B-I-T-C-H. I'm fake. Oh. I am just playing innocent, but I'm not really a supporter of my followers. And he just went on and on and on to the point where this was actually where I decided to stop responding directly to my emails. Now, luckily for me, I do have a business partner. My dad is wonderful, and he goes through those from time to time, and he'll show me the really good ones, which is cool.
Okay.
But another more recent example of that hate is I have people who went out of their way to go and leave me false reviews on Amazon for my book, Becoming Fly with Kay, and specifically state in the review, you couldn't pay me to buy this book. You couldn't pay me to open this book. And the best one is the book was decent, but it took 49 pages to get through the taxi, which is a play off of the lives that I do, which was actually kind of funny, but unfortunately I can't get rid of those lives. So they didn't buy the book. They just went out of their way to try to hurt me by leaving a false review, which was a huge bummer.
What? I just don't understand. You know what? But again, I've dealt with some of these things, not to the extent of you, what you've dealt with. I mean, you've dealt with a ton of things like that. And I'll tell you, you know what? Unfortunately, we can, us as entrepreneurs and business people, we can always attempt and try to encourage and try to motivate people to do the right thing and to inspire and all those things. But we all know, like, sometimes you just can't. Like, people aren't going to change. They're going to do what they want to do. And if it's not what is important to you or what you would do, you just unfortunately need to move on and work with people you want to, work with people that follow your values, follow what you're trying to accomplish in business. And as hard as it is sometimes that also gives me motivation as well. So it just depends on how you
agree.
Good. I'm glad, you know, and this is always interesting, Kay, because, you know, I've done so many of these so far, even though I literally just launched the podcast in June. So I think you're episode 11 or 12 so far. And it's always interesting to me because, you know, obviously I get entrepreneurs and business owners that I've interviewed from all walks of life and from all backgrounds. And I do that on purpose. Because I do want to truly hear their entrepreneurial journey and what they've gone through and how it's changed their life and how it's influenced them in other ways and struggles and successes. And I just love the fact that even though there are times that, you know, I'll use the term, you know, people try to push you down or people try to hold you back, that you don't let them. That you keep moving forward and you keep going forward with what you envision, not only for your business, but how you can influence other people to do what you're doing or to do a version of what you're doing, because that's what they want to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because you asked me about challenges, and one of the biggest mistakes I believe that I was able to learn from pretty early on, luckily for me, was as a businesswoman, I had to figure out when there was people who were secretly working against me. You know, maybe they were just trying to encourage me to give up on social media as a whole, or to, you know, just get back in the airplane and fly and not do these live broadcasts. And being able to distinguish the people who were pretending to support me versus the people who actually were was a game changer as far as being an entrepreneur, especially in this industry.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of people that are like pretending to support you, mm-hmm. but behind the scenes they're not. They're trying to go against you.
They're hoping to fail.
Yeah,
yep,
and
that's
so unfortunate. Because it, you know, as I'm sure you could imagine, look, my industry is just oversaturated with people calling themselves financial planners or financial advisors or financial professionals, call them whatever you want, investment managers. And the unfortunate thing is that there are some people out there that will try to persuade people to leave the business or try to tell people you're not good. I mean, look, the only thing I try to portray to prospects, potential clients, or even existing clients is, look, if you're truly talking to someone else or you want to talk to someone else, just make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure they're the right mm-hmm. fit for you. Just because myself or my firm may not be the right fit doesn't mean there might not be someone that's a good fit for you. And it's, you know, I don't wish ill will on anyone. Look, if this is what you want to do and you want to truly help people and you're doing it for the right reasons, I'll always wish someone success. And that goes back to what I said earlier in conjunction with some of the things you've gone through is that, look, I'm not a negative or spiteful person. Like, look, I want everyone to be successful if they're truly trying to do what's right for their clients or their customers, whoever they are. And if they're not doing that and they're trying to hurt people or be negative, well, that's a different story. well, then I have a problem, because then I can say, you know, why are you doing this? Like, just look, don't do what you want to do, and don't put someone down because they're doing what's right and what they want to do and what they have passion about, and they're trying to help people. So
I completely agree with you. I could not agree more. And the benefit about where I am currently is, you know, I do have people who are following me to watch me fall. They want to see me fail. And so every single day where I am more successful, I picked up more followers, I get another viral video, you know, I announced that I wrote a book, I announced my 50 states tour, all of these podcasts that I'm on, those are all successes that I can really appreciate, because I know there are people out there who are like, gosh darn it, another day and I'm wrong, right?
right, exactly. No, yeah. Exactly. I couldn't agree with that more either. So, you know, again, I've said it already, I'm going to say it again. I give you a ton of credit. I love that you're doing what you're doing, and you love what you do, and you're continuing to evolve and expand, and you're not letting anyone else tell you you're going to fail or listen to them or do something different because of the people that are trying to push you down. So,
well,
you know,
I really appreciate that.
No, okay, you're more than welcome. So is there anything else that you want to mention or anything else that you want to talk about before we kind of wrap up? I'm going to talk, you know, I'll ask kind of how to contact you and how they can follow you, that type of thing. But I just want to make sure if there's anything else you want to mention before we end the show today.
I think the biggest thing is that if there's anybody listening to this podcast right now that has an idea or that is working towards something, and maybe you don't have the support that you want yet, just keep going, because the support will come, whether it comes from people who you already love and are a part of your daily life, or if it comes from people from all over the world. Support is support at the end of the day, and just keep going.
I couldn't agree more with that. So well said. Well said. So, hey, Kay, I appreciate your time and having you on here. So listen, give me what's the best way to get a hold of you? What's the best way to find your book? I mean, if people want to support you, whether it's on your social media, whatever it may be, what's the best way to get in contact?
Absolutely. Well, my book is available on Amazon worldwide. You just have to go to your version of Amazon. So if you're in the UK or Australia, pretty much anywhere, which I think is awesome. And the best way to, you know, find all of my social media in one place is go and check out my website, flywithkay.com. I kept my social media handles the exact same across all social media. So I'm on YouTube, Instagram, of course, TikTok. I just hit 2.1 million. Very, very exciting. And I'm just getting started. So I hope everybody will join in on my adventures.
Well, that's amazing. And again, I want to thank you for your time today. And I want to thank all of our listeners that are listening out there to the Inspired Business Leaders podcast. Kate, thanks again for your time. Everyone else, thanks for listening. And we hope you listen, and we hope to talk to you very soon. Thanks so much. And again, thanks for listening to the Inspired Business Leaders podcast, brought to you from Inspire Wealth. I am your host, Nick Bohr, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Inspired Business Leaders podcast, brought to you by Inspire Wealth. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, visit www.inspiredbusinessleaderspodcast.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.